And greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wenihao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, kilitary industrial corporation in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. All I can say is George W. Bush, meat eater. Dennis Kucinich, vegan. George W. Bush, not on today's program of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Dennis Kucinich, yes, he's today's guest on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, coming up later on the program. Bob Linden, impeachment. Well, a juice drink recipe. You know, put a bunch of organic peaches in your juicer, some mint leaves, and peach mint. Dennis Kucinich, impeachment. 35 articles he introduced this past week on the floor of the United States House of Misrepresentatives for the removal of George W. Bush from office. And, you know, from my perspective, Dennis Kucinich is the rightful office holder. This show has recognized him as the rightful president of the United States. He was the only issues-oriented candidate over the past few years to generate mass excitement. And we know if the voting machines actually counted and all the voting rolls weren't cleansed of Kucinich supporters, you know, like if you attended a vegan potluck after 9/11, let's see if you really are still on the voter rolls, huh? I wonder. And there it was this week. I was so proud. This past week, history and politics. I was just so proud to see one of us in a political spotlight. Finally, we broke that glass ceiling. And there he was, a vegan. Yes, a vegan, center stage, you know, and a vegan. It obviously takes a vegan to introduce articles of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi, not a vegan, no articles of impeachment. So we thank Dennis Kucinich, who will be on this program in a little while. We thank him for being the conscience of our GovEnronment. But now that he's actually bringing some truth to the spotlight, I think we need a diversion, huh? Where's OJ when we need him? Where's Michael Jackson? Where's Britney? Ooh, all busy? What do we do? Well, let's blame the tomato here. Yeah. Let's blame the tomato, right? I mean, we can't talk about impeachment now. We have deadly tomatoes on the loose. And now we had George Bush Sr. He blamed broccoli for everything. It wasn't very nice. Bush Jr., well, he can't handle the other vegan food, you know, pretzels. But now that the spotlight of impeachment is shining brightly, let's see, we've already blamed spinach and lettuce and green onions and watermelon, you know, for E. coli and salmonella. But, you know, you never get to the truth there. The truth is the E. coli and the salmonella always come from animal sources. But that's on page 26, paragraph 14, if you really want to get the truth. Or I guess you can go get the truth at the website from the Centers for Disease Control, CDC. We're hearing about salmonellosis, which is an infection with bacteria called salmonella. Most persons infected with that bacteria develop a fever, abdominal cramps, 12 to 72 hours after infection. The illness usually lasts 4 to 7 days, and most people recover without treatment. However, in some people, the diarrhea may be so severe that the patient needs to be hospitalized. And also, there are some cases where the infection may spread from the intestines to the bloodstream and then to other body sites and can cause death. There are thousands of salmonella deaths yearly in this country and others that are postponed into the future. And The treatment is generally with antibiotics, but we are becoming tolerant to those antibiotics now. So I'm going from the CDC website. What sort of germ is Salmonella? It's actually a group of bacteria that cause the symptoms that we just talked about. Named for a scientist named Salmon, so it's has nothing to do with the fish, which you shouldn't eat anyway, you know. How can the treatments, how can you be treated? Well, antibiotics with very long names. And, you know, they always seem to have consequences. It says here, are there long-term consequences to a Salmonella infection? Persons with diarrhea usually recover completely, although it may be several months before their bowel habits are entirely normal. A small number of persons with Salmonella develop pain in their joints, irritation of the eyes, painful urination. This is called Reiter's syndrome, R-E-I-T-E-R-S, and it can last for months or years and can lead to chronic arthritis, which is difficult to treat. We're talking about another poop-borne disease here, Salmonella infection. How do people catch Salmonella? Well, it says here, CDC, Salmonella live in the intestinal tracts of humans and other animals, including birds. Salmonella are usually transmitted to humans by eating foods contaminated with animal feces. Another fecal burger for me over here, please. Contaminated foods usually look and smell normal. Contaminated foods are often of animal origin, such as beef, poultry, milk, eggs, but any food, including vegetables, may become contaminated. Watch what you're using that knife to cut there, huh? Thorough cooking supposedly kills Salmonella. Food may also become contaminated by the hands of an infected food handler who did not wash hands with soap after using the bagno. Salmonella may also be found in the feces of some pets, especially those with diarrhea, and people can be infected if they don't wash their hands after contact with companion animals or their feces, such as turtles. Yes, Salmonella from turtles, lizards, and snakes. Not very good pets there. So to prevent this illness, well, there's no vaccine. And because foods of animal origin may be contaminated with Salmonella, people should not eat raw or undercooked eggs, poultry, or meat. I would say don't eat any of them, you know, then you're really increasing your chances for being healthier. Shouldn't consume raw or unpasteurized milk or other dairy products. Produce should be thoroughly washed. Cross-contamination of foods should be avoided. Uncooked meats should be kept separate from produce, cooked foods, and ready-to-eat foods. You have to separate your uncooked meats. Who wants to put that, you know, past your lips if you have to separate something for being dangerous and toxic? Hands, cutting boards, counters, knives, and other utensils should be washed thoroughly after touching uncooked foods. Hands should be washed before handling food and between handling different food items. This sounds like a total mess, huh? I mean, the idea is, what, go vegan, huh? Every year, approximately 40,000 cases of Salmonella poisoning are reported in the United States, and many people don't know that they're getting it, and hundreds of people die every year, and then off into the future die, and, well, you know, what can I say? If it's foods of animal origin, why eat foods of animal origin, you know? I mean, ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream. Last week, I did a lot of screaming about Ben and Jerry's absurd peace campaign, you know, the John Lennon flavor ice cream. And Neil Kaplan, a musician and peace activist, wrote to me. He agrees with me, and he wrote to Ben and Jerry's. And to Ben and Jerry's, Neil Kaplan wrote, I have learned of your company's production of a flavor honoring John Lennon and of your plans to hold an event commemorating his Bed In for Peace. As one who remembers the events of the 1960s, I am truly appalled at your efforts in trivializing what was one of the most important cultural events of the time. Rather than promoting peace, ice cream is a product of the suffering and death of millions of dairy cows. John Lennon and the Beatles, as spokespersons for their generation, did much to publicize the movement for peace. It was a serious matter. Using Lennon to promote your ice cream products is a convolution of all he stood for. You should be ashamed. So join me, join Neil in asking Ben and Jerry's to remove the John Lennon ice cream and boycott Ben and Jerry's in the meantime. Of course, if you're a vegan, you're doing that boycott anyway. But if you're a dairy consumer for peace, If there's such a thing that's like being, you know, a meat-eating environmentalist. But if you're a dairy consumer for peace, go ahead, boycott Ben and Jerry's for a while, okay? I mean, imagine all the people living life in intensive care. Well, that's the way it's going to be if you go by Ben and Jerry's, you know. Yeah, right, Ben and Jerry's. I can see it coming. Next, it'll be Domino's, you know. All we're saying is give pizza a chance. I know that's going to come from Domino's. Or order your John Lennon peace combo, bacon, extra cheese, and beef. And the beef, yeah, that'll be the body parts of the cows who were used, you know, killed after they made Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I don't know. But at least Oprah's a vegan, huh? At least Oprah's a vegan. And it's getting so much attention. It's great. I mean, because this was on CBS 4 in Miami. I mean, Oprah has everybody talking about being vegan. And they talked to a chef there, and Chef Mateo said, you can feed a lot more people with a vegetarian-based diet than with a standard diet. And, you know, we have world hunger problems going on. Also, from that report, Oprah has gone vegan for 3 weeks, Miami, CBS 4. It says, quote, recent studies say eating a plants-only diet produces far fewer gases than an animal-based diet and shrinks one's so-called carbon footprint. Dr. Gideon Eshel co-authored one study for the University of Chicago. Quote, if you eat only plants, your footprint drops by a ton and a half of CO2 per person per year, explained Dr. Eshel. The USDA says the average American eats more than 117 pounds of red meat every year. Dr. Eshel says eliminating meat is better for the environment than switching a Toyota Camry to a hybrid Prius. That's because producing food from cows creates more carbon monoxide and methane gas. And Dr. Eshel compared two dishes with a similar calorie count, a 6-ounce steak and a plate of veggie stir fry. He found the production of just one steak creates 24 times the amount of greenhouse gases as the vegan meal. So thank you, Oprah, for joining the good side here. You can join us too. It's delicious. It's the way to go. It's the way to save the environment, your health, and it keeps your thinking clear. There's one person in Congress who thinks very clearly, and that's Dennis Kucinich. And he will be on the program, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, a little bit later. And we need your support. You know, Dennis Kucinich had a hard time getting on the airwaves when he was running for president. It's not so easy getting the message of compassion on the airwaves, too. We have to buy the time. This is a bribocracy. Free speech is expensive. You can make a donation. It's tax deductible. Donate at goveganradio.org. Or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can. From farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three barrier locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Dennis Kucinich coming up a little bit later in the broadcast. And I don't know if you've been keeping track of the food summit that's been going on in Rome 6 years ago. It was the subject of ridicule and scandal because of what the menu was for the people getting together to try to feed the hungry of the world. And, you know, the 2002 summit had set itself the target of halving the number of hungry people in the world by 2015. I guess if you encourage people to eat meat and dairy enough, maybe you will halve the number of people who are hungry in the world, maybe halve the number of people in the world. But anyway, so what was served last time in 2002, well, the heads of state got together. They ate lobster and foie gras and had an array of fine wines, and that brought them some criticism. You know, why should they all get together and upset the ecosystem and dine on such suffering? Foie gras, of course, being the product of a tube being put down the throat of a duck or goose and until his or her liver explodes. That's the pâté. So mindful of accusations of hypocrisy, 6 years later, the world leaders get together. And if they're the ones who are going to decide, you know, on addressing world hunger, I think we don't have a clue. I think we need for these world leaders to get together and listen to the archives at goveganradio.com because they were served veal. Which, of course, if you look at raising cows, it's very it's not sustainable in terms of water usage, land usage, global warming. Well, everything that's wrong with the world environmentally can be traced to animal agriculture. So here you have the world leaders, and they need food production to rise 50%, you know, where population is booming. What other planet are we going to use to grow such food as raising cows creates erosion? Anyway, so they had veal, they had shrimp. Oh, I'm sure the endangered turtles in the oceans appreciated that the world leaders were eating shrimp and veal and ice cream. And so how will the world be fed? Huh? It's pretty ridiculous what they had on their menu there. And considering that, you know, it takes 8 pounds of grain, really, to produce 1 pound of beef, we are feeding the poor man's bread to the rich man's cow, and peace begins with your plate, and it has to be a vegan plate. And we do have a restaurant in the Los Angeles area called Vegan Plate, and it's at 11943 Ventura Boulevard, east of Laurel Canyon in Studio City, right next to the CBS studios there on Radford. And you'll love it. Wraps and burgers and appetizers and soups and salads and entrees. Really delicious lunch and dinner combinations. Vegan Plate Restaurant in Studio City with free delivery. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. if you're working late in the studio there. 818-506-9015. 818-506-9015. As I said, that is 11943 Ventura Boulevard in Studio City. It is Vegan Plate. Coming up is the world's largest and oldest animal rights conference. It's happening on the East Coast this summer. It's in Washington, D.C. Go to arconference.org. It's happening August 14th through the 18th. Hundreds of sessions, 90 speakers from 60 animal protection groups, and presentations by leaders in the field, the social justice movement, of course, great vegan food. The key speakers, Heather Mills. Heather Mills will be there. And check out the list. You can see it at the website, arconference.org, August 14th through 18th on the East Coast there. And Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine is asking that you help the people of Chandler avoid the building of the Covance animal torture chambers that are slated to be built there. Legal efforts were unable to halt construction of the project. So now what's happening is the people of Covance have to get together. They have to get signatures together. And what they want to do is create a situation where you can't import primates into the area. So that's what it's about. You can go email healthychandler@yahoo.com, healthychandler@yahoo.com, and get with the signature gathering effort. The 150,000 registered voters have to have signed by July 7th. So that would have to happen to get it on the November 7th ballot. So very short time there. Maybe you can move to Chandler, Arizona, and see if you can prevent Covance from starting that. You know, just move there. Why not? Yeah. Okay. How can you support this show? You can do so with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.org. You can buy the bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals. That's available at goveganradio.com. Again, that is not a political endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. Now, you know, a number of peace activists have been getting together in Southern California, and, you know, they have just had it with George W. Bush. They, you know, so what they're putting together, and they asked me to put it out on the airwaves this 4th of July, the peace activists are declaring it, well, I can't use the word on the air. It would cost the station, I think, about $350,000, the way the fines work now. But I believe you can use the first letter, and that is, this July 4th is being declared F. George W. Bush Day. And they're saying America declares its independence from an obscenity by asserting our constitutionally protected right to free speech by yelling at noon local time wherever we are in the country, F. George W. Bush. People will use the complete word. It rhymes with truck, but I can't use it on the air. And people are asked to wear buttons and T-shirts saying F. George W. Bush that day, organize a peaceful walk or music gathering, banners, chanting of F. George W. Bush. Remember, a word isn't an obscenity. The obscenity is this unelected dictator, illegal war, torture, domestic spying, and so much more that all you can say is F. George W. Bush. And if you would like an official T-shirt or more information on this July 4th festivities, you can go to FGeorgeWBush.com. You can pick up the official T-shirt and wear it that day, the 4th of July. That website, again, is FGeorgeWBush.com. Somebody else taking another approach to George W. Bush is Dennis Kucinich, offering articles of impeachment at the U.S. House of Misrepresentatives this past week. And he's coming up on today's program, we believe. We hope to hear from him if he rings us through shortly, or else it'll be more of a menu at, the World Food Summit there. What did they have for dessert? It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. An update, you know, there are food riots going on around the world, not just for people who are hungry, but people who don't want to swallow what's being shoved down their throats. And Amazing what's been happening in South Korea. The police issued the highest alert this past Tuesday in preparation for massive candlelight rallies opposing the government's decision to resume U.S. beef imports. The Yonhap news agency reported about 37,000 police officers were dispatched across the country, and 6 of 10 traffic lanes in central Seoul were closed, as organizers said that about a million people are expected to turn out on the anniversary of a historic pro-democracy protest. Protesters nationwide are expected, really, actually, quite amazing. It's a protest to mark the 21st anniversary of the June 10th democracy protest, according to the People's Association Against Mad Cow Disease. They have that in Korea. And these are historic demonstrations, practically bringing the Korean government down. In fact, the Korean government gave in and said that it was delaying the planned resumption of U.S. beef imports. A total of almost 60,000 people rallied in downtown Seoul over the weekend to denounce the government. And, so basically, you understand dog can be found on the menu in South Korea. But the same corpse that you eat, that brings out 60,000 people in protest. Dog is okay, but not U.S. hamburger. By the way, who am I to judge, comparative levels of civility, morality, when it comes to dog eaters versus flesh eaters of cows? I believe that the dog's life is as valuable to him or her as the life of the cow is to him or her. So, if the Koreans have a beef with our beef, shouldn't you have a beef with your beef? And maybe you shouldn't have beef with your beef. So now you say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now no cow? Well, you have Primal Strips and Primal Sticks meatless jerky, meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your market for smoked or pepperoni primal sticks or primal strips varieties, hickory smoke, teriyaki, Texas barbecue, Thai peanut, hot and spicy, mesquite lime, vegan, kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. You can find soy, seitan, shiitake, voted Veg News Best of Show, Natural Products Expo, and Pita Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now, no cow? Well, yummy, high protein, primal strips, and primal sticks at your natural food market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com. And I want to ask you to support the advertisers of this program. They make it possible. We have to buy the time each and every week. So we're happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty, exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic, from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, when you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra, also a decaf from Sumatra. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veggienaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at everythingraw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at everythingraw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at everythingraw.com. Call 434-293-6325. Everythingraw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins, and supplements. Clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets. 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll-free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods. Also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit SupremeMasterTV.com. That's SupremeMasterTV.com.
GoVeganRadio.com.
Well, apparently we're having some difficulties getting in contact with Congressmember Dennis Kucinich. I guess he's quite busy this week after having introduced articles of impeachment. And he probably realized which show he agreed to, appear, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and thought, well, maybe this will ruin his vice presidential chances, or maybe ruin his chances for Secretary of State. We'll try to get back in touch with Dennis. Dennis Kucinich, our vegan representative in Congress. And I thought right now what we might do is listen to an interview I conducted with Dennis Kucinich last October. And let's give that a listen right now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
You've been against the war from the start. What did you know that everybody else in Congress didn't seem to know?
Well, I had my eyes open 5 years ago when I looked at the Bush call for war, and I did an extensive analysis of that. It's on the web. I think if you typed in Kucinich Iraq analysis 2002, you'll probably get the what I wrote, which essentially was that there was no proof that was being offered that was believable that Iraq had anything to do with 9/11, with Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. Iraq certainly did not have the intention or the capability of attacking the United States of America, and there was no proof that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. So when you look at the charges that were made by the Bush administration, specifically by the vice president and the president, charges that were well circulated in the media, creating an environment that was conducive to the war, I was the one person who stood up and said, wait a minute, this is wrong. You don't have any facts that suggest that we should attack Iraq. I led 125 Democrats, organized them to vote against the war, and I voted 100% of the time against funding the war, and I have a plan to get out, which is really critical right now.
Absolutely. Now, I believe a lot of people are upset with the last congressional election because we expected more action by now. What's holding things up in the peace process?
People ought to be upset. I mean, the Democrats promised to get to end the war. Here we are. Almost 1 year after the last election, and we're still in Iraq. People have a right to ask, why are we still there if Democrats said, if you put us in control of the House and the Senate, we'll get those troops home? We clearly have a crisis of confidence in government today, a crisis in confidence in the administration, which lied to get us into a war, crisis of confidence in a Congress, which told people, if you put us in power, we'll get us out. Crisis in confidence in a Supreme Court, which is totally politicized. Our institutions of government are failing the American people. My candidacy is aimed at rebuilding trust between government and the people, with not only getting our troops home, but ending war as an instrument of policy. We can defend our country, but surely our leaders must know the difference between defense and offense. And this Bush administration not only blurred the differences, they made a cause for war against a nation that did not attack us, and that cause was based on lies.
And should be an impeachable. Those should be impeachable offenses, shouldn't they?
Of course, of course. Are you kidding? I mean, president and vice president take oaths of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. They have not done that. They've violated their oath of office by sending us into a war that was not based on the truth. Furthermore, there's been a destructive undermining of democratic principles as a result of the passage of the Patriot Act and a series of presidential orders that have caused a reversal of democratic tradition. We want to be secure, but we cannot be secure if the government has the ability to listen to our phone calls, to tap into not only our conversations, but into our bank accounts, our health records, our educational records. The wall of privacy, which should exist in a democratic society, has been broken down by this administration. That, to me, it's about accountability. Those who hold the highest office must be held to the highest standards. And that's not what's happening right now. The Congress is not holding this president and this vice president accountable.
We're listening to an interview I conducted with Congressmember Dennis Kucinich last October. We expected him on today's program, but apparently we've had some difficulty in contacting him. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We will continue with that interview with Dennis Kucinich. Of course, we'll get in touch with him and have him back on the program as soon as possible, but we will continue with the interview from last October, and also he will talk about being vegan coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the program you support with tax-deductible donations. It's very expensive to be on the air. We have to pay the radio stations. It's a bribocracy. Help us. Make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.org or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. We really need your help in bringing this kind of quality programming to the lamestream media.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, NUTRU.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco 10-6. Also order from VeganEssentials.com. Nutru, NUTRU.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at everythingraw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at everythingraw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at everythingraw.com. Call 434-293-6325. Everythingraw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food, veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at VeganEssentials.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit SupremeMasterTV.com. That's SupremeMasterTV.com.
Still eating meat? How 20th century!
And it is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We're rebroadcasting an interview I conducted with Congress member Dennis Kucinich back in October. We had planned on having him on today's program, but signals got crossed. We weren't able to make contact. I guess he's very busy having introduced the articles of impeachment this past week, and we will endeavor to get him back on this program as soon as possible. In the meantime, let's listen to what he had to say on our program back in October. Congressperson Dennis Kucinich on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Oh, please make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.org so Congressmember Kucinich can have access to the media. It's not easy for him either, and we have to pay for the airtime. So help us out, and here's another segment of the interview with Dennis Kucinich on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Congressmember Kucinich, you are vegan.
Yes, and that has a lot to do with who I am, with the level of clarity that I can achieve, the amount of energy that I have. When I started, it became an awareness of how my health could improve by changing my diet. But then as I got deeper into being a vegan, I came to understand the connection between veganism and sustainability, compassion towards animals. We can make this a better world, not only with policies here in Congress, but we can do it with the choices that we make and the food that we eat.
Right, and you actually have a statement on animal rights where you express deep compassion for animals.
Yes, we have to be aware of the choices that we make, not only with respect to food, but with respect to the clothes that we buy, the products that we use. And while I don't try to impose my views on anyone else, I think those of us in public life who make choices in a way that are affirming for peace and for sustainability and for animal rights should make it known.
Yes. Now, a lot of people who work on behalf of animals, animal advocates, are concerned about recent legislation called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act.
Right.
Why are animal advocates singled out as a particular criminal or actually labeled as terrorists?
Well, indeed. I mean, when I heard about that legislation, I was actually in my office listening to the debates on the floor of the House, and my ears perked up when I heard the title of the bill, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. I immediately got a copy of the bill, and I saw, well, this is an attack on the First Amendment rights of animal rights activists. And so I literally ran to the floor of the House, as I'm about to do in a minute, to go vote, and got into the debate and pointed out that this bill was a violation of the First Amendment rights to assemble and also to protest, and a violation of freedom of speech, and that it was unconstitutional. But what it was aimed at is protecting from any kind of dissent all of these laboratories where they do research that promotes a type of cruelty to animals that that really is unnecessary and should be stopped. And so those who protested are then, under this law, brought into the ambit of terrorists and subject to not only prosecution but possible long jail terms. So I protested it, and also I may have been the only member of Congress to vote against it. I don't know. But yeah. At any rate, I believe that the bill is ripe for a constitutional challenge, and I'm certainly ready to join with anyone who's going to do that.
We appreciate that. And I think a lot of people are concerned that their votes don't count in this age of Diebold and no paper trail. How do we even have confidence in the election process that if people were to vote for you, that it would count for you and not count for George W. Bush again in the next election?
Well, our best protection is to vote in such large numbers that there's no question about the outcome of the election. But I will tell you, I share the concerns that people have about the legitimacy of the election process. That's why I'm in favor of paper ballots. I think there's a lot of questions that have been raised about the electronic voting, and I share the concerns that people have. I think we need to have a paper ballot system for federal elections. That's the way we had it years and years ago. Electronic voting hasn't facilitated our right to vote. It's placed it in jeopardy. So this is one of the reasons why, among many, that I voted against certification of the 2004 presidential race. I was concerned about what I saw was fraud in Ohio, but I also have great skepticism about using these kinds of voting machines in federal elections. So, people, we need to participate anyway. We need to organize in such large numbers that that the results of elections are indisputable. But I do share the concerns that Americans have about making sure every vote is counted and every vote counts.
Now, before you leave, I'm not going to ask you how you get your protein. But what are some of your favorite vegan foods? I mean, people may be listening in, going, "Oh, I'm interested in being a vegan. Well, what do I eat? What does Dennis Kucinich eat? What are some of your favorite vegan foods?"
Well, you know, for breakfast, I usually do oat groats or oatmeal if I'm in a hurry. You know, I eat a lot of rice, a lot of tempeh.
That's how you get your protein. Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of vegetables where there's protein and vegetables as well. So it's a great diet. It gives me lots of energy and keeps me young. So I'm glad to have a chance to do that. Maybe on a future show I could talk about it from a standpoint of one meal after another. But I can tell you that I have lots of energy.
Is there anything on the congressional menu that's vegan? Can you order anything at
work there? You have to really pick through things to do it. It's not like there's a specific menu. It's a little bit challenging around town, but I find a way, and there's some great restaurants where you can always get something on the menu and piece together a meal. So it's not all that bad.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We've been listening to an interview I conducted with Congressmember Dennis Kucinich last October. We had expected him live on today's program, but somehow could not make contact. So we'll work to get him here as soon as possible. I hope you enjoyed what we talked about last October. You know, there's something going on this year. Activists, peace activists are very upset with George W. Bush, and they are proclaiming this 4th of July, F. George W. Bush Day. They're using a complete word to start it, but I can only use the letter on the radio, as activists, people concerned about peace, are saying they're going to wear a T-shirt that day that says F. George W. Bush. And at noon, wherever they are in the country, they will yell out F. George W. Bush. You can go to the website and get an official T-shirt at the fgeorgewbush.com website, fgeorgewbush.com. Hey, check out the Raw Game, sponsored by everythingraw.com. Visit rawolympics.org, happening in Hawaii starting Friday, November 21st. You can get yourself an ounce of gold if you participate and win. So that's everythingraw.com. Thanks for listening to Go Vegan. Please donate, support this program at goveganradio.org. Archives and podcasts there too.
MEATSTICKS.
One, two, three, four.